From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Roughly 3 weeks into Colorado's annual legislative session, a lot of bills are starting to get their first hearings. Benta Berkland talks to State House reporters about the upcoming week and how politics impacts the bills being heard in committees.
We're joined by Kristen Wyatt, a reporter with the Associated Press, and Peter Marcus with the Durango Herald. Some big policy issues are starting to get their first hearings at the Capitol in the next few days. I want to talk about one that failed last year and was highly controversial.
It's going to be an emotional time again at the legislature. We're going to have an end-of-life options bill again, and they tried it last year. Essentially, it's providing options to folks who want to end their own life if they're facing a terminal illness. You would have to have two physicians on board. They would have to make that decision themselves, be cognizant of the decision they're making. There were concerns last year about how to safeguard the medication. You don't want kids getting their hands on it. And then there's religious concerns with it also. I spoke with Dan Diaz. He's the husband of Brittany Maynard. Her story went viral, really. She kind of did some videos of herself. She was 29 years old. She had just the worst brain cancer. It was a tumor. It was so huge. There was no saving her. They gave her 6 months. And she documented her story and why she wanted to make this decision for herself. Dan, her husband, who still wears his wedding ring now on his right hand, so she's always with him, he was walking around the Capitol talking to lawmakers, trying to drum up support, sharing this incredibly emotional story. And he said it's already been a mixed reaction. This is an issue that isn't partisan. It crosses political lines. And it's a moral issue for some, it's a religious issue for others, and it's just common sense for some other people. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out.
And that is not likely to go very far, starting in the Republican-controlled Senate. And even though, as Peter said, it's not partisan, more Democrats support it. There's very few Republicans who do. So I think it'll be unlikely to get out of that chamber. Kristen?
It's been a very interesting session. It's definitely an election year with a divided legislature. A lot of things they're talking about. They know full well are not going to go to the governor's desk. They're talking to voters. The Democratic House and the Republican Senate are talking up things that they think are winners with the public. And it's almost more important that it becomes a headline than that it becomes a law at this point, because everybody's looking toward 2016. It's very close to the legislature. So it's a question of what voters think. Do they want to return the whole legislature to Democratic control or keep Republicans in charge of the Senate, maybe give them the House? So I think they're going to be pulling on the heartstrings all session to try to build public support.
So this is just the beginning of what you see happening over the next few months.
Yeah, whether it's guns, whether it's equal pay for women or abortion rights, you're going to see a lot of hot button issues they think move votes.
And let's not forget, we still have a looming budget to address also, where everything else they're talking about, for the most part, requires funding. And so that's going to be the biggest fight in the ultimate end, is how do you settle the budget so that there's funding for anything they want in the first place.
Thanks. That was Peter Marcus, a reporter with the Durango Herald, and Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capitol Conversation.